that's all right. That's all right, Mama, anyway, do.
And welcome back to Rosie on the House, where we're talking our way through do-it-yourself projects that you might want to try and tackle in this upcoming three-day weekend. Maybe it's gives you that one extra day to try and get things done. Maybe you don't want to get on the road like all the other, you know, crazies that are going to be traveling up and down the road and causing the big traffic jams and the waits in line and all that. You know, I'm not much of one to travel on three-day weekends. Those are the weekends that I kind of pick to stay at home and just enjoy the house and get some things done or wrapped up that maybe have been dragging. Maybe you've got a project that's been dragging. And give me a ring. The lines are open at 1-888-767-4348.
It's important to plan ahead on those, you know. So have you started planning? You talk about gathering everything we need. Are we doing that now?
Well, I understood my three-day project week was taken up by high school graduation activities. I have no home improvement project scheduled at all that weekend.
Okay, so I think we need to move ours back or up a week so we can be sure we
Let's move
jump
them
in.
Back to the next three-day weekend.
No.
Labor Day.
No. There's all kinds of cool things you can do.
There are. We're talking about hanging mirrors. A lot of the things that we're seeing in our remodeling company is these big mirrors are coming down, and we're framing the mirrors, and we're hanging them centered on the vanity. And folks, I can tell you that if you have any amount of handyman experience at all, and you're comfortable working with tools, and those mirrors you're taking down, use gloves and get them out to the garage and put them out on a big flat table. Cutting glass is actually easier than you think. You need a good square, and you need a mirror glass cutter, and you simply etch that mirror at the point you want to cut it. You move that etch line to the end of the table. You grab what will be the cut piece of mirror and simply just tap it on the table, and it breaks loose. You take a grinder with a nice heavy grit of graphite sandpaper on it, and you just kind of take the sharp edges off that. Then you get your miter saw, and you go to the hardware store and pick yourself up some frame material, put a back on it so that the mirror can be held significantly by that, put the frame all the way around the outside of the mirror, get yourself two little eye hooks, screw it into the back of the frame, get yourself some mirror hanging wire. It's like piano wire. String it between the two eye hooklets. And now you've taken the big mirror, reduced it down to a single mirror that you can make any size you want. If you really feel handy, this is what we did at our house. I actually opened the wall behind both those bathroom vanities and I moved the plumbing supplies that were in the way, and I moved the plumbing vents that were in the way, and I inset a medicine cabinet that I built that was overly thick enough that I could mount a receptacle, a GFCI protected receptacle, inside the medicine cabinet. And now we have nothing on our countertops. The electric toothbrushes, the hair dryers, the blowers, all are stored in these medicine cabinets, completely out of the way. It's cleared up so much shelf space for us. So the question now is, okay, how am I going to hang this if I don't have that center stud right on the center of our vanity? We've talked a little bit about the studs being off-center. Find them. Get an anchor point in there. It gets a little bit hard because you're probably not going to put them exactly the same level. If the studs are off-center from that vanity, you have to account for that. The hangers won't be hung at exactly the same height to get the mirror to stay steady. So let's say you want to try and just anchor the wall. What I do a lot of times is I take these wing nuts that you see that expand out the backside, and as you tighten the head of the screw down, it pushes the wing nuts against the backside of the sheetrock and the head of the screw against the front side of the sheetrock. Okay, here's what you do. You take one of those wing nuts and you put a nut on it, and you thread that nut all the way up to the head of the bolt, okay? And then back it off about three twists, and then put a flat washer, a fender washer on that, and then thread your toggle arms onto the back of that. Now, as you push this toggle apparatus through the sheetrock, those wings will open up on the back. Then as you tighten it down, it will not be tightened up against the head of the bolt. It will be tightened up against the head of this flat washer and the nut you've installed there, which leaves a perfect resting place for the wire you've spread over the back of this mirror. And a anchoring system like that, with a fender washer on the front and the expanding wings on the back, I've had that hold 80, 90, 100 pounds easy. Absolutely no problem at all. And then you're not having to worry about finding the stud. You can simply find the center of the mirror you want to hang, mount it to the drywall like that. The only dilemma with that is if you're ever going to take that mirror or that piece of artwork down, those holes created by the wing nuts are big enough, you've got a pretty big repair. Remember in high school or in college dorms when you moved out of the dorm and you just drove nails to hang all your psychedelic posters and concert posters and stuff? Well, those little nails came out, and what did you use to plug them? I used toothpaste. It worked great. You just put a little toothpaste in there, and you're gone. You're done. Nobody's the wiser, right? But these holes that you put in for the wing nuts are going to be big enough that they're actually going to need to be repaired. So there's a couple tips. You want to know the hardest wall in Arizona to hang anything on? It's almost impossible. I've had people pull their hair out trying to hang things on this kind of wall. We'll talk about that wall, as well as Roland's question on insulation when we get back.